A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Well, let's appreciate the aunties. A lot of work has gone into this. Hallelujah. And I want you to thank God for yourself. You are here. You are in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Let's rise up to our feet. Let's just thank God for the opportunity to rejoice in his presence. Hallelujah. We are about to share the word. We need all the silence we can get. Please. Children, well done. If they are talking, help me to split them up. You have been talking. Now it's time for God to speak to us. And we need the two. We've enjoyed all that you have presented to God. Hallelujah. And I know that the heart of God rejoices that you remember his word, you remember his worship. Children, you remember to honor him with your gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God, we thank you for your mercies. Indeed, they endure forever. Thank you for giving us the portion of those to rejoice in you, even in today. Well, thank you for how you have helped us. Well, thank you for the laughter. The Bible says a cheerful heart does like a good medicine. Thank you for releasing the hormones that we need to keep us joyful and for our strength to be renewed. Well, thank you for putting your hand upon the lives of our children that they know you. The Bible says nothing gives me greater joy than to know that my children know the Lord and they are serving him. Therefore, thank you for increasing our joy today. We want to thank you for all the aunties that you have used, the uncles, the daddies, the mommies, Lord, that are bringing their children to you daily. Lord, we pray that you renew their strength. Lord, we ask that you speak to us today. Let none of your word return to you void. Give us hearts to believe and grace to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated. Today we are grateful to God that in the month of prayer, we can have the time to reflect on our consecration to God and we can shout hallelujah in his presence. Also today we have a dedication of our young man. Hallelujah. So we do have God confirming that our consecration to him is not in vain. Hallelujah. Come with me to Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll read verses 1 to 5, and I'll read the last three verses. The Bible says, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rides upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. Verse 5, a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. From verse 32, sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. To him that rides upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he does send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God, his excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. Verse 35, O God, thou art terrible out of your holy places. The God of Israel is he that gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be the God. Hallelujah. To praise the Lord is the same thing as hallelujah. We have sung that it's hallelujah is an heavenly language. When we say praise ye the Lord, the Hebrew word is hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. In this psalm, David is telling us that when we praise God, he arises because he dwells in the praise of his people. And as God arises, his enemies, they flee, they scatter. Hallelujah. They run. Mountains melt. Things happen when God arises on your behalf. And so no matter where you are today, let your shout of hallelujah bring you the victory you need in the name of Jesus. When you shout hallelujah, the trains of God move on your behalf. Smoke is driven away. Whatever it is that is not clear, the things that appear to be ambiguous, unclear before you, the light of God shines in and it gives clarity. I pray that where you need to make decisions, where you need to have the clarity of God, even as we shout hallelujah today, the smoke will be driven away. In the name of Jesus Christ. The wicked, they perish. They don't just flee, they perish. I mean, the presence of the Lord does not only intimidate the wicked, it destroys them. Hallelujah. You know, I'm reading a book by Smith Wigglesworth. He said he was on a ship. And there was an evening entertainment they were supposed to have. And so they invited him. They asked him, what are you going to do for us? He said, I can sing a song, just as we had the X Factors. Hallelujah. Have we not blessed with the talents, the gifts in our children? Let's appreciate God. Hallelujah. Amen. Each one of them a winner. The fact that you even chose to stand, to sing to the praise of God, you are a winner. Amen. So on that occasion, they gave Smith Wigglesworth, a preacher, to sing. So things were already happening. Many things were happening. So when it was his turn to sing, and they asked him, where would you want to be in the program? Do you want to be the food before the food? Do you want to sing before the dance? And he looked at the program. He allowed them to do many things. So he said, I will sing before the dance. And you can imagine, in the ship, all sorts of activities going on, people getting drunk, people just being promiscuous on the ship. And so it was his turn to sing, and he chose a good song about heaven and hell, about how God is not going to spare a sinner, how the choices that we make will determine where we end, how we are not going to finish life on this side of eternity. And everybody sobered up. And the people on the ship, the people organizing the event, they came to him and they said, you spoiled the dance. Nobody wants to dance again. Children of God, we are supposed to spoil the dance of the devil. This is what this hallelujah service is about. So that when they are talking about Halloween, our prayers would have spoiled their dance. We are supposed to spoil the plan of the wicked one. Because our Father in Colossians chapter 2 verse 15, the Bible says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made an open show of them, triumphing over them in public. It's not a hidden thing. And so I'm glad that all of us, we have chosen the side of hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your hallelujah is not loud enough. So all that is happening here today is something that you can remember. I want you to know that the treasure hunt was not in vain. Because we need to know that the word of God, one leads to another, one leads to another. That's why you can't afford to just stay in Psalm 23 or Psalm 91. You've got to discover how the Old Testament links up to the New Testament. How the suffering of Joseph led to the victory of the children of Israel. Look at it, and when you find the treasure, what do? You shout, you celebrate. Hallelujah. And I pray that each one of us will be led to our treasure in this year of awesome wonders. In the name of Jesus. That the fact that you waited to shout hallelujah in the 10th month of 2018, the remaining 2 months, the God of heaven will lead you to the treasures of awesome wonders. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's bow down our head. Are you troubled in your heart? You don't have to wait till December 31st to shout hallelujah. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. God does not have a personal enemy. Devil is not an enemy to God because God is not in his category.
God only has, he said to Abraham, I will bless them that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. He said to the patriarchs, I will be friends to your friends. I will be enemy to your enemies. The only enemy that God has is anyone, anything that wants to negate his plan for his children. Here, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. That is God, whoever, whatever, whenever, I am feeling uncomfortable, is the time for you to arise. Do you need God to arise on your behalf? At work, do you need God to arise on your behalf? Your desires for 2018, do you need God to arise on your behalf? Why don't you rise up? Why don't you stand up to your feet? Why don't you lay them before God this afternoon? Let's rise up to our feet. Let's just commit our hearts to God. God, arise on my behalf. Lord, arise on my behalf. Arise on behalf of our families. Arise on behalf of our assemblies in Swindon and Watchfield, in North Oxford. Lord, arise on behalf of Cowley. Arise on behalf, O God, of your children, of our children. Lord, arise. You said you will contend with them that contend with us. You will save our children. Lord, is there anything that is distracting them from focus? God, arise on our behalf. Is there anything that is waylaying their destiny? Lord, arise on our behalf. I want parents to please pray for the children, that God, in your mercy, you will protect the minds of our children. They will not be corrupted. Lord, they will rise up to defend the name of Jesus. The next generation, let's secure them in the knowledge of God, that they will acknowledge this God and make him their father. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for those who may be sick among us, that that sickness will flee because we are calling on the name of Jesus. That the symptoms will disappear because mountains, they melt like wax before God. Let's pray where doctors are saying we don't know what is happening. Let the smoke flee. Let them disappear. Let there be clarity. Let healing begin. In the name of Jesus, let's pray for families. Hold the person beside you and just say a word concerning them. That God, let them find the treasure. Let them find your treasure, the treasure you have. In this 10th month, in the 11th month, in the 12th month, help my brother to lead them to that treasure. Lord, lead this family to the treasure you have. By your spirit, oh God, let everyone at the end of this year be able to say, I have found a treasure. I found the faithfulness of God. I am shouting hallelujah because the God I serve is worthy of praise. Daddy, let it be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Father, now God, we thank you. Shouts of hallelujah will not cease in our homes. Amen. The shout of hallelujah will not cease in our assemblies. Amen. The shout of hallelujah will not cease in this ministry. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we say, arise on our behalf. Let your enemies be scattered. Let sicknesses and diseases be scattered. Let unbelief and doubts be scattered. Daddy, let fear be scattered. Lord, let unrest be scattered. Let weariness be scattered. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we address the community. This place where we are and where we dwell. And the places where we meet. Lord, we say, arise, O God. Let whatever is holding people bound in their sin, let them scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the hearts, oh God, that have been sold to Satan, the witches and the wizards, the covens, Lord, the altars that are not raised in righteousness, Lord, let them be scattered. In the name of Jesus, let every plan and plot of the wicked one be scattered. We frustrate Halloween. In the name of Jesus, we ask that souls be saved from the kingdom of darkness and be translated to the kingdom of Jesus. Even God's own dear son. Father, we pray that even every spell that may be cast, every incantation, every divination, Lord, in the realm of wickedness, Father, today we diffuse them in the name of Jesus. We say we put the mark of the Lord upon us. Our foreheads make us stronger than that of the enemy. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment before the altar of God, we condemn them. Father, thank you that we have this victory in you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. I want us to shout 7 hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. We're just going to have the dedication now. I want to invite Nathan and the mom and the
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.